Welcome to another episode. I'm Lena.
And I'm Yuna.
And you're listening to Blind Girl Chat,
where we talk all things blind and all things girl, no vision required. Today, we are talking about a topic very close to both of our hearts. A topic one would say is... I was going to make a really good pun. A topic I was going to say that affects the heart, one might say. We're going to be talking about...
I said it.
That's it. I'm going to put that in.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be talking about exercise. Guys, I don't know what. I'm feeling in a silly, goofy mood. Exercise. So, okay, can you talk about your relationship with exercise? When did you start? Why did you start? How do you feel about it?
So I was one of those kids growing up. My parents would always be telling me to exercise, and I feel like that made me not want to do it.
Yes, same.
So I literally never exercised as a kid, or not never, but I didn't do it a lot. And then because we didn't have, or I didn't have access to sports in school at a public school, I just kind of missed out on that.
Same.
So anyways, fast forward to like my mid-20s, and then I had always been interested in running, but I had done it a little bit, but I just never had done it a lot because I didn't have a guide or whatever. I just like didn't feel like going through the process of finding one. So I met someone, a coworker, who told me that they could help me find a guide. And so it was like perfect. And I started running with a guide, and it honestly really changed everything for me.
Did it change your life?
Exercise. Yeah, it really did.
Can you talk about what it's like to run as a blind person? Because it's actually like an insane feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really cool. It feels very liberating.
Because we never get to run.
Because we don't really get to run. Yeah.
That sounds so crazy. People are like, what are you talking about? Guys, you run all the time. You run to catch the bus. You run to do this. You run to do that. Like, when is a blind person running full speed? It'd be such a hazard for everybody involved. Anyways, so yeah. It's like, if you actually like get to run, you're like, woo, I'm free.
Yeah, it's very liberating. Because also with a cane, you just can't really run safely.
Imagine.
Could like stab yourself in the stomach, like really injure yourself or something.
Yeah, you'd be whacking a million things too if you were like holding it. I was imagining like you had it up in the air in your brain.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah. So, anyways.
Because if I ever have to run and I have my cane, I pick it up off the ground run because it's like, it's just.
But then you're not using it.
No, so yeah. Then you're like just holding really a stick. Yeah. You're just running with a stick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So you started running in your mid 20s, you got a guide.
Yeah, I got a guide. And anyway, I started noticing that after running, I just felt really good. I felt really...
Empowered,
yeah. And also while I'm running, like we said, it's just very liberating and fun.
Get the runner's high.
Yeah. So anyways, that really just changed my life and how I think about exercise. And now I know that if I don't do it regularly enough, I literally do get into a bad mood it really affects me.
Yeah.
So I have to do it now.
My friend David, who started lifting this year, he told me like, he called me the other day and he was like, I literally hate you. And I was like, why? And he was like, because now when I don't exercise, I am so aware of how horrible my mood is. And it's because of you now that I'm required to exercise. And I said, David, you're welcome. I've extended your life. And he was like, no, I liked my old state of being miserable and not knowing it. But anyways. Okay, yeah, I think blind people just aren't encouraged to exercise really, or like move when you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
At least my parents definitely encouraged me. My parents were like, you should move. But yeah. In school. You're not.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like I played it at recess, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What did you do at recess?
Yeah, I would run at recess when I was a kid. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I feel like when you're a kid, you're so stupid.
You're so fearless.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. I just remember I was like, my vision was not that much better than it is now. I would never play tag now. I was playing tag. Really, like, what was I doing?
Okay, I would play tag too, but not in the play. Well, if I did play tag in the playground, but then I would have a buddy who would like hold my hand and we'd run together. Yeah. And that was actually really so fun.
Yeah.
At home, when I had my friends over, we would play tag at home and then I would just run wild because it was my house.
It's insane.
But it's like now I can't imagine. I know. Doing that.
I know. Literally.
It's so funny.
No, and you like don't understand what a disadvantage your vision is, I feel like. No. And you also aren't afraid of getting hurt.
Yeah.
So like I would skateboard, I would ride my bike. Guys, please, who let me ride my bike? Who did that?
I know,
like,
I would too.
Who is letting blind? No, I think it's awesome though. Please keep doing it.
Yeah, please.
It's such a good. No, it's really
keep
good.
Doing it. Yeah.
I just think like as an adult, I'm like, what on earth? Like, how could you? I literally rode my bike into a pole.
Like, I ran into a pole once, and it was really scary.
Yeah, I know.
But
like
when you're little,
you just don't.
You're not scared, which I think is so.
It's really
great.
Cool. It's awesome.
And I think that then when you're a teenager, it just becomes, you become so much more awkward just in general that I think you just stop feeling free enough to do all these things.
Yeah, totally. And it's also embarrassing.
Yeah, it's also embarrassing. And so then you just stop doing them and then you don't do them as an adult anymore.
Yeah. So at recess, I was very included. I would play tag with other kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was always it because if you get the blind girl to be it, then you can play tag forever and she's just it the whole time. But that was really fun. I was always included in kickball. I loved kickball. Little did I know that was like the last team sport I'd ever play in my life was like kickball at 8 years old. Because guess what? Nobody includes you later, or they're all just very visual sports. Besides goalball, which I'm sure we'll talk about. So then when I got to high school and I was in gym class, basically my gym teacher was just like, yeah, girl, you can just go. Like, just get out of here. Just have a study. And I was like, woo, I'm out of here. Because they would just play dodgeball and whatever. Like, I'm not going to sit here and play dodgeball.
Dodgeball
with a blind person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay. We'll let everybody use their imagination for how dodgeball with a blind person goes. Anyways. So, basically I just had study periods and I was like, this is awesome. I just get more time to do my homework. What was your gym class like?
Yeah. So in middle school, I did have a really good gym class where me and my two best friends were able to go and do, I think we did like weight stuff or yoga or something together. And that was really fun because there was literally like, I had like my own other gym teacher.
That's so cool.
But then I don't know why they stopped. And so then when I was in high school, then when I was in high school, we didn't do anything. And then my para and I would go to the weight room, but it was like just me and her in silence, just like doing.
Get out of here, blindy. Go to lift in silence. That is the craziest.
It was just,
I'm sorry,
not very
lifting
fun.
In silence should be criminal, in my opinion. Like, that is criminal. Anyways, okay,
yeah, it wasn't very fun. I like now looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I had said like let's put on some music.
Let's play some Chris Brown. That was the top song of 2008, guys. It was Chris Brown forever. Anyways, yes. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you at least got to go into a weight room. Although I did really appreciate my extra study time. But so when I got to college, my parents had always told me that they wanted me to exercise. So of course I never had. So when I got to college and I was like, my parents aren't here, I was like, finally I can exercise because they won't know I'm listening to them. So I started running on the treadmill. I hated it. I was basically just doing it to lose weight as fast as possible. So I was just running 300, 400 calories and then like getting off. And then basically I would do that 3 or 4 times a week or as many times as I could bear it. And of course I'd last like 2 or 3 months and then never do it again. So that was my exercise freshman, sophomore, and junior year of college. And then I stumbled across a gorgeous, gorgeous girl who was lifting weights on YouTube senior year. And I was like, wow, she looks so good. How does she look so good? She lifts weights. Okay, I should try it. So I started lifting weights basically just for the aesthetic purposes. And then basically, I don't know what happened, but something in my brain broke because then I was addicted to lifting weights for like the next, I'd say like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years at least. It was like,
well, you still are.
I still am. Yeah, no, I still do like lift every day, but it's not to the point where it's the only thing I talk about. There was a period of time where it was like the only topic of conversation I could have was about lifting weights. And my sister was like, you need to get a personality. It was the most hurtful thing. Anyways, so I think lifting really became so important to me. And I guess the reason it really triggered something in me is because it made me feel so strong and confident. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like that confidence that I would feel in the gym, like when I'd hit a new PR in the gym and then I'd leave the gym, I'd be like, I'm the freaking man. And I'd go about the rest of my life super, super confident. And it's something that I feel like is so important for blind people, because the rest of the time you're made to feel so weak and incapable and like insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
And at the gym, I got to undo that every single day, if that makes sense. So it's kind of this mental exercise for me every day to feel strong and confident.
Yeah. And I think that blind people are made to feel weak, like literally in a physical
manner. People will give you seats. People take the elevator.
People think that blind people can't take stairs or things like that. And so it does make you feel like you're seen as a weak person just in terms of strength. And so I do really like that about exercise, that it kind of helps us undo that in our own heads, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And I think blind people are so not encouraged to exercise at all.
Yes, because people think it's dangerous.
People think it's so dangerous.
Of course, it can be, but there are definitely ways to do it safely.
I just feel like the times I've gotten the most hurt have not been in the gym. It's been when I've been walking around without my cane, like just like on the sidewalk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but I feel like exercise is so not dangerous if you're doing it correctly. And if you have somebody teach you or you learn on your own properly, like it's a very, very controlled environment. And also, it's so not visual. That's the thing too, where I'm like, I have gotten so hurt snowboarding because it's just such an unpredictable environment. You're always falling. But like with weightlifting, like it's so, I can't think of a more blind friendly thing to do, truly.
Also, I think, you know, exercising is dangerous for like, or can be dangerous for anyone. You know what I mean? Like anybody can hurt themselves.
Yeah, there's nothing
exercising
about being blind that makes it more dangerous for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like that is the biggest reason for why it should be like the number one thing recommended to blind people, is because like I feel like we need it more psychologically, first of all, and second of all, it's not really more difficult from being blind. And yet I don't think I've ever seen a single other blind person at any gym I've ever been to, and I've been to like so many gyms, or even like when I did CrossFit classes, when I've done gymnastics classes, when I've done jiu-jitsu, I'm always the first blind person anyone at that place has ever encountered.
Yeah.
So definitely. I think it's like a big thing for people to overcome. And I think it's really cool that when I go to gymnastics or CrossFit, that I get to show sighted people that blind people can do these things, because it's definitely a big thing people think blind people cannot do.
Yeah. That's also what I love about running with a guide, is that then I'm like showing all the guides that I've worked with. And a lot of them have been new guides that are guiding for the first time, and I'm teaching them. And it's so cool to then be like, to then show them that blind people can run, because I just don't think that a lot of people think that blind people can run.
No,
so
they don't.
I was also going to say that a lot of times for me, I feel like people are watching me do things.
Yes, yeah.
When I'm out and about, or like people stare, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that used to make me feel very self-conscious and clumsy. When I was younger, and I've found that as I've exercised more, I have more body awareness. And so now when people are watching me or staring or whatever, I don't feel as clumsy anymore. I'm still aware that people are staring at me because they want to like see how I do things or whatever, but it doesn't make me feel nearly as uncomfortable as I used
to. No, it's so true, because I think when you have less vision, it really affects your proprioception, which is like knowing where your body is in space.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like when I first started at the gym, you learn all these new words like for exercises, and you learn all these new words for body parts and things. And I truly, when I went to the gym, I didn't know the difference between my bicep and my tricep. Like I was like, yeah, they're on your arms. I have no idea, right? Mm-hmm. So I think like learning how your body parts work also just really helps you in your regular life, which just sounds so silly, but like
it's really true though.
It's so true, right? Like I feel like there's so many things, like I just didn't know how movement patterns worked, and like it never occurred to me to even care about how your body moved or why it moved a certain way or whatever. And I feel like knowing how everything works and why it works that way already helps you so much when you're just like doing normal tasks around, and you, like you said, you don't want to feel clumsy or like you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And we also haven't really talked about team sports. So another thing that is one of the biggest tragedies of not participating in sports, I think, is that you don't get to be part of a team. That's like one of the biggest things that I had wish I had done growing up was like,
too.
Because there are teams that blind people can be a part of. Like, even if it's like not a specific blind sport, like goalball or beat baseball, there's also, is it called beat baseball? Sorry.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool. There's also just like, I feel like I could have done crew.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And I think I was just really nervous. I went to one swim team practice and I was like, oh God, this is like my nightmare, because I could never swim in a straight line. I kept swimming zigzag. So I was just so much slower because I was never swimming straight. So like, okay, never mind about this. But crew was definitely very blind friendly, but I just really was nervous about going to a sport where everybody else was sighted.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know why I had this feeling that like I would be more behind than everybody else.
Yeah. It's really intimidating.
It's really intimidating. Yeah. So I didn't join. But I feel like being part of a team is so fun and such an important experience of growing up and like collaborating.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Lena did do a goalball team once, which, do you want to explain what goalball is?
Yeah. So goalball is like the blind version of soccer, I think it is, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like, so I don't really know, but yeah. Yeah, no, it's close enough. It's close enough.
Yeah. So basically there's three people in each team, and you're each set of three people is guarding a net where the ball can go in, but you're not using a regular soccer ball. You're using like a basketball that has like bells in it.
Yeah, so it jingles.
It jingles. Jingles. Yes. And so then you are guarding the net so that the ball doesn't get in there. And so when you hear the ball coming towards you, which, by the way, everybody's blindfolded.
Yeah, you have to wear like blacked out goggles, basically, so nobody can see.
So when you hear the ball coming, you throw yourself down on the ground.
It's a creep. You guys.
To keep the ball from going in. Who made this up?
Yeah. You like dive to the ground. You throw yourself to the ground. And like a like formation thing. Like, I mean, not describe what I'm saying. It's like you put your hands above your head and like.
Yeah, you stretch out completely.
You stretch out so you can cover as much of the goal as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But like, my God, the bruises. Thank God we did it when we were teenagers. If I did that today, I swear to God, I would not be right for like 5 days. Like, I would have a hip bruise for 5 days.
Well, but, yeah, so you do kind of get bruised a little bit because the ball can come like slam into your, you know, hip or whatever. Yeah. But it's so fun.
It's really fun. Yeah, so you basically throw yourself on the ground and get hit by balls, and it's so fun.
It's really fun.
It is really, 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 really fun. It is really fun. But I think the funnest part was that we were getting to play an organized sport, because we just never get to play organized sports.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We never get to play them. So I felt like that was so fun. And there's a bunch of other accessible-ish sports. Like, beat baseball is another one where the baseball beeps.
No,
and then,
the bases beep.
Oh, just kidding. I'm sorry. Thank you. Does the ball have a bell in it?
I don't know. I think the ball probably has something in it. But the bases beep so that you know where to run to.
Okay, that makes sense. And you also have to be blindfolded. Okay, I'm terrified. So you have to be blindfolded for that as well, to like run to the bases.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is like the only thing stopping me from doing beat baseball. So I was like, my God, the idea of running full speed to the base with the blindfold on, I was just terrified. But I do really want to try it. But what are, have you done any other like activities, sport-ish
tandem
activities?
Biking.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's fun.
And I don't know. I'm not a swimmer, but I know blind people who
blind people do swim.
I think swimming itself is like very accessible,
very
but
blind friendly,
I think that there are, like, you can do swim team, but
yeah,
I don't know
I think so
how.
Too. Yeah, I think so too. Okay, my new latest obsession is trying to get blind people to do board sports, like skateboarding, surfing, and snowboarding is my new
surfing is a blind thing.
Obsession.
Blind people surf.
Yeah, we tried surfing, both of us, right? When we were growing
up. I didn't
up.
Try it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so surfing is super fun. The thing is that makes it unblind friendly is that somebody has to tell you when the wave is coming, which is kind of annoying because you can never just go out on your own. But in terms of just like the popping up and stuff, like, yeah, it's totally like completely not visual. Snowboarding has been the funnest thing I've done in the past 3 years. It's, I think, extremely, extremely difficult when you can't see because you can't really tell your orientation to the hill. But there's this like blind skateboarder guy who's like a really good skateboarder. Have you heard of this?
No.
This dude, I think he went to Perkins. Shout out Perkins for letting us record here. He went to Perkins and he posts on TikTok now, and he, I think he might have skateboarded before he became blind, and now he's totally blind. But he like uses his cane, and he can do like stairs and rails.
Oh,
and
my
it's
God,
insane.
That's amazing. Good
it's
for him.
So cool. And it's, that is my inspiration. I'm like, if this man can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so I did buy a skateboard. Unfortunately, I haven't used it because I forgot to buy the knee pads, and I'm terrified. But Yeah, I think basically the moral of the story is be active if you're blind, because it doesn't mean, being blind does not mean that you can't do sports or can't exercise or that you shouldn't. I think if anything, it's even more important as a blind person mm-hmm. to like exercise and be strong.
And if you happen to be the parent of a kid who's blind,
oh yes,
then definitely advocate in schools for them to be able to do sports or something, because I really wish I had had that growing up.
Yeah, me too. And I feel like also, like, if you are a parent, getting your kid a personal trainer, even just for a few sessions to mm-hmm. teach them, like, what's going on at the gym mm-hmm. would be so cool.
Because, or finding a running guide.
Yes, sorry, go or ahead. Finding a running guide, totally. Yeah. Or, like, even, I just think private classes of any sort, like, mm-hmm. any sort of activity can be adapted. Like, even if you do yoga, if they just show you the poses, like mm-hmm. yoga is totally not visual either, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of champion jiu-jitsu fighters that are blind. So the point is that none of these activities are off limits if you can't see, and that you just have to be more creative about learning how to do them.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the biggest barrier is overcoming this idea that blind people can't do these things or shouldn't exercise or are going to hurt themselves.
Yeah.
I think that is like the biggest thing you have to overcome.
But I also do want to mention just really quick that I know, like, as we talk about getting private lessons or things like that, that it can be very expensive. Financial,
yeah.
And that's definitely something that I've run into, like, oh, yeah. where I want to try, like, yeah, like yoga, but I want to get, me like, too. Private lessons, and they're so crazy expensive.
Yeah.
So I do know that that is, like, definitely a barrier for blind people to exercise. So, yeah, I just want to draw awareness to that.
For sure. I mean, I've been wanting to do jiu-jitsu for 2 years. The only reason I haven't is because I don't have the funds yeah. to be getting jiu-jitsu classes. I think yeah. part of the hard part about being blind is that things are way more expensive, because dropping in on a yoga class is really cheap.
Yeah.
And getting a teacher to teach you yoga, even if you do it for 1 or 2 sessions, is so much more expensive.
It's so expensive.
Yeah. So I think that is something that's kind of unfortunate. But if you do have extra money lying around, you know, just find some extra money that is a fun thing to spend money on. But otherwise, there's also videos online, or like even getting a friend to teach you, like mm-hmm. to help show you how to do things, or asking a friend like, oh, I really want to learn, I want to be able to do this exercise video. Can you just show me what all the movements are ahead of time, and then I can follow along to the video for free?
Mm-hmm.
I think is a really good way to get around that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then there's also groups to reach out to, like the running group that you do is called Achilles, right?
Achilles International. Yep. And also there are free descriptive workout videos called Blind Alive. And they're completely oh, nice. Free, and you can download them. So they have a range cool. of things on there.
On like YouTube or what?
Yeah, I think they're on YouTube, but I think if you just look up, like, Blind Alive, you can, like, actually, like, go to their website and actually download the files.
Okay, cool. Okay, I think that's going to be it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us at Blind Girl Chat on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you to Radio Perkins for letting us record. And you can email any questions or comments to blindgirlchat@gmail.com. See you guys next week.